Did you really read all those books, or is it just to make an impression?
My sisters love those books. I really think you might like them. And I'm willing to be directed as well.
والكافي تهذيب استبصار من لا يحضره الفقير.
How much are you familiar with the books in the bookshelves of the Muslim libraries in the world?
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on RIB English Radio with Brother Hussein, a book lover and a student of Tarbiyat Mudarris University of Tehran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. To our dear book lovers across the world, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran, and we are Bookshelf, the program that introduces a book every week. An Immaculate Imam is he who has been selected by God to rule over humanity as his representative and who is ideal for us to imitate on our path to God. However, among masses, Imam can also simply mean a leader who doesn't necessarily have the features above, like the Imam of a prayer who leads the prayer, or Imam Khomeini who led the Iranian Revolution of 1979. A faqih is a person who has reached such religious rank that he can be trusted to discover God's law through intellect and religious texts. Imam Khomeini promotes the theory of wilayatul faqih, which, put simply, extends the duties and rights of a faqih to not just discovering laws for the personal life of a Muslim, but also legislation over a whole country. In other words, the wilayatul faqih rules over a country, the end goal being to lead that nation to prosperity as defined by Islam. Ruling over a country also requires a lot of engagement with other nations. Today's book takes a look at Imam Khomeini's opinion on how such a country should organize its foreign affairs. We're going to take a short break and we're going to come back to introduce the book.
Ayatollah Khomeini led his country in an attempt to restore the Islamic vision. This gathering on the anniversary of his death is evidence of the continuing popular support for the Ayatollah's message. The revolution was one of the most significant events of recent Muslim history. It opposed the West and restored Islam to center stage. It gave a lead to the whole Islamic world and made Muslim governments uncomfortable. But many ordinary Muslims everywhere admired the Ayatollah.
This is IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran, and we are Bookshelf. We were talking about leadership in Islam. Imam Khomeini led the revolution of 1979, which led to the birth of what came to be known as the Islamic Republic of Iran. The Institute of Compilation and Publication of Imam Khomeini's works is a government-sponsored institute dedicated to the dissemination of books, orations, and articles by or on Imam Khomeini. Today's book is called Imam Khomeini and the International System. It is a collection of articles by various researchers on the issue of how Imam Khomeini thought about international relations and the own affairs of an Islamically led country. It's been translated by Mansoor Limba, and I have a copy in front of me right now. It comes in 236 pages, and let's take a look at the table of contents. It talks about principles and fundamentals of Islamic diplomacy from Imam Khomeini's viewpoint, decision-making process in Imam Khomeini's perspective with emphasis on the international system, ways of attaining the ideal international order from Imam Khomeini's viewpoint, theoretical viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in the realm of foreign policy, Islamic revolution and the world system, dialogue of cultures, only a catchword or a way toward understanding and peace, clash of civilizations, and the role of Imam Khomeini in initiating international dialogue, injustice in the world order, the revolution of Islamic Republic of Iran as a response, Islamic revolution and the new Islamic world order, Islamic revolution and the cultural, political, international changes and transformations, four upheavals in history, status of the Islamic revolution and the historic role of Imam Khomeini in the contemporary world, idealism and realism in foreign policy from Imam Khomeini's viewpoint. We'll be back in a moment for an excerpt of this book.
1979. An unprecedented wave of protests hits one of the world's oldest monarchies. Millions of angry Iranians demanded the Shah's abdication. The failing state's response is military repression, and martial law is decreed.
We're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran, and this is Bookshelf. We were talking about a book which is a compilation of articles about Imam Khomeini's viewpoint on the international system. I'm going to read from page 26 of this book, which is called the part which is the Nafya Sabil Tenet. You'll understand what it means in a moment. Based on verse 141 of Surah An-Nisa, Allah will not give the disbelievers any way of success against the believers. And verse 8 of Surah Al-Munafiqun, honor belongs to Allah and His Messenger and to the believers. The tenet of Nafya Sabil, hindering the way of the non-Muslims' influence and domination over the Muslims, is regarded as one of the dominant principles of Islamic diplomacy. While enumerating this principle as one of the rules in understanding jurisprudence in deducing political teachings of Islam, Imam Khomeini attempts to explain it in two aspects, negative and positive. The negative aspect of this tenet refers to the negation of aliens' domination and absence of permission for their interference. Its affirmative aspect refers to the positive basis with which the said negative policy relies to overcome some approaches of the Islamic State in hindering the aliens' interference. The negative aspect of Nafya Sabil tenet. In this approach, the negative resistances of the Islamic State against the interference of the foreigners are approved. In the political dimensions, non-acceptance of protectorate condition, negation of oppression, tyranny and despotism, refusal of the aliens' interference in the domestic affairs of the Muslim country, non-reliance to the superpowers and non-compromise with the corrupt and domineering powers, non-permission of the aliens' penetration of the political decision-making system of the Muslim country, negation of structural domination of the great powers and of their sought-after order, and resistance against the perpetuation of the foreign dominance or the creation of a new form of domination over the Muslim country are also taken into account. Alright, so unfortunately that's all the time I have to read from this section of the book, but you can get an idea of how these articles are going into the details of what Imam Khomeini thought about how an Islamic country should function in the international system. If you missed our program, you don't need to worry. You can download an archive of our program. Simply search IRIB English Radio Bookshelf. Today we introduced Imam Khomeini and the International System, translated by Mansour Limba and published by the Institute for Compilation and Publication of Imam Khomeini's work. You can download this book for free from al-islam.org. Until next week and another book from the whole team here on IRIB English Radio Bookshelf. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
The better and made us better creatures. Oh Allah, we've shamed ourselves, we've strayed from an mu'allim. Surely we've wronged ourselves, what will we say in front of him? علم